fire recently destroyed several homes and separate fires in Portugal Cove. We heard from at least one homeowner who lost everything and had no insurance. The Red Cross stepped in as they set up a GoFundMe account. We often hear stories of homeowners who do not have the proper insurance and are left on their own to pick up the pieces. Kent Rowe is the Vice President of Wedgwood Insurance. He's the past Chair and Treasurer of the Insurance Brokers Association of Newfoundland and Labrador. Also the President-elect of the Insurance Brokers Association of Canada. He joins me live in studio. Good morning, Kent.
Morning, Paddy.
Is there any requirements of certain kinds of insurance you have to have when you get a mortgage?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody gets a mortgage on their home, the lender will require that they do have a homeowner's policy. And homeowner's policies can vary in terms of what coverage they provide. Most that are sold in this province are either broad form or comprehensive. And they would cover things like fire and windstorm, which are the perils that I think most people think about when they think about losses that can occur to their property.
What about fire when you lose everything? It's one thing for the home itself, but of course that's only a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, I mean, so how homeowners' policies are typically built is that once a value is determined on the property itself, on the building part of it, about 80%, that's the figure that the industry uses as a normal, 80% of the value of your property, your building, is assigned to contents. Some cases it could be 70, some cases it could be 90, but it's usually done as a percentage of the value of your home. So that usually would provide most people with adequate contents coverage, depending really on the value of their home. But that's how it works.
Yeah, not everyone's got masterpieces
exactly.
Or anything in the home.
Yeah.
So why do we hear some of these stories where people have no coverage?
Yeah, I mean, it's it's a very tragic circumstance when things like this happen. I mean, nobody likes to see it, but I don't really know the answer to the question. Typically, I mean, like I said, if you have a mortgage or if you're financing a vehicle, your lender is going to require that you have insurance, and they're going to be required to see proof of that insurance. In some of these cases, I think where these losses are occurring, where people don't have insurance or adequate insurance, it may be a case where a mortgage isn't carrying on a property, or they own their vehicle and it's not financed, and they just choose for whatever reason, whether it be affordability or just or maybe just. Lack of knowledge that they need to insure their home or their vehicle. Could be either one of those scenarios. But unfortunately, it happens. It seems to happen way too often.
There's always an issue when it comes to water damage.
Yes.
Whether it be flooding, or a backup of a sewer into mm-hmm. your home, flooding just natural groundwater. What are the things we need to know about flooding?
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, a normal homeowner's policy is going to cover you for the very basic for fire and wind. And like, you know, we've had a couple of those instances over the last couple of weeks. Of course, the big windstorm a while back. You really can't buy a property policy that isn't going to cover you for either one of those perils. Water, of course, is the exception. It was just recently introduced here in this province, the overland water coverage, about 2.5-3 years ago, I'm going to say. And that really would provide coverage for rising riverbanks or rising bodies of water or seepage in through different parts of your house, your foundation, your windows as a result of water damage. The other coverage that's available is called sewer backup. And a lot of people would have that coverage. And that's where, you know, you'd have a toilet that overflows, for example, or water that backs up within a valve or a drain within your house and, you know, floods your basement or puts water in your basement. I don't like to use the word flood
mm-hmm.
because most of these damages really aren't flood damages. In most cases, they're not. They're just they're seepage damages, water coming in through windows or through foundations or backing up, right? So there are two distinct coverages. So my recommendation is that, you know, people really take the time to understand what it is that they have and they don't have. Ask the questions. We work too hard to build up the things we have around us. We work extremely hard, and it's a pity to see those go or get damaged because we don't ask the right questions.
Is there anything I need to have as a homeowner in my home to ensure that my insurance coverage is in place, whether it be a sump pump or the proper type of backup valves and things mm-hmm. in place? Is that part of making sure my coverage is going to be intact when I need it?
Well, those are questions that the insurance company will ask when determining whether or not you're qualified to get that coverage or how much you're going to pay for that coverage. For example, sewer backup, yeah, backup valve is required. If you don't have a backup valve, then you may have trouble getting sewer backup coverage. But most houses, I think, constructed in this province over the last 30 years, as a result of code, are required to have a backup valve. And don't quote me on that number, but it's somewhere around there. And it's all a matter of risk mitigation too, right? As homeowners or property owners. I mean, if you don't have a backup valve, you know, it's something that you might want to look into.
You just already mentioned knowledge. Some people probably don't even know. Exactly. You buy a house in the middle of town, could be 55 years old,
absolutely.
And you don't know what's there.
You're absolutely right, and there's almost no way to find out. I mean, you could try to get that information from the city, I guess, but a previous homeowner may not know the person you're buying it from. So it can be a very tricky situation for some people. There's no doubt about it.
So the summary statement is you've got to have a real conversation, detailed, ask all the questions of your insurance broker.
Absolutely. I mean, take your time. I mean, like I said, you know, it's too important to gloss over. You know, you can go online and get an insurance quote in 5 minutes. Our recommendation is that, you know, you take your time and do it the right way. Ask the right questions. Ask, you know, it's great to know what you're covered for, but it's more important to know what you're not covered for. Ask those questions too. Once you know what you are and aren't covered for, at least then you can make a decision as to whether you want to buy insurance for it or not.
And when something like these fires and or floods, we'll still call it floods, even though that's not your favorite word. You got to make sure you're covered, because you don't know what you're going to need until you need it. Good to see you this morning, Ken. Thanks
very much, Patty. Appreciate it.